The twinkle of seasonal light on new fallen snow is everywhere. Christmas shopping is in full blush, and the youngsters are readying for the annual reading of Clement Clark Moore's classic, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. While it may be better to give than receive, the provenance of the gifts under all those lit-up evergreens matters much to the Rhode Island economy. Rhode Islanders would do well to buy gifts from small businesses because this would give a nice year-end lift to a local economy that is sorely in need of a boost. Politicians from the North Pole to North Kingstown pay lip service to the virtues of shopping local, yet they don't do nearly enough to help these fledgling businesses. On the local level, the only small proprietors the General Assembly has helped in recent years are a few liquor stores along the Massachusetts border. At the urging of one of those package store owners, Jan Malik of Warren, who just happens to be a Democratic state representative, the Assembly abolished sales taxes on wine and spirits to make these establishments competitive with Massachusetts, which charges no sales taxes on these alcohol products. And Rhode Island lawmakers have skirted attempts, including one by Governor Lincoln Chafee in 2011, to lower the state's 7% sales tax by putting taxes on items that are not taxed at all under Rhode Island's antiquated laws. The biggest thorn in the side of local merchants is the stunning, sad unfairness of national tax policies on internet shopping, which is now a multi-billion dollar business. With a click of a computer mouse, consumers can order gifts from Amazon.com and avoid the Rhode Island sales tax and sales taxes in the other 44 states that levy them. This gives national internet retailers an obvious advantage over local stores, particularly in such markets as books and gifts. The worst part of this is that in our state, a consumer can visit one of our dwindling number of fine independent bookstores, spend the afternoon browsing and getting help from the staff. Then with a click of a computer keyboard or a mobile phone app, order the book online from Amazon and pay no sales tax. This puts local businesses at a blatant disadvantage. And who do you think hires Rhode Islanders, pays local property taxes, and contributes to our charities? Next time you want money for your hospital, Little League, or Pop Warner team, try asking Amazon or Overstock.com. It's been more than 20 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a North Dakota case that a state's efforts to require tax collections from out-of-state retail companies was unconstitutional. The court said states could only collect taxes from out-of-state retailers who have a physical presence in that state. Recently, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to get involved in state efforts to force web retailers to remit taxes to the states. As is usually the case when it declines an appeal, the High Court would not give a rationale for the decision. The U.S. Senate has approved a measure called the Marketplace Fairness Act, which would require companies that exceed $1 million in internet sales outside the states where they are located to collect every state's sales tax. Both Rhode Island Senators, Democrats Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse, supported it. But the legislation has been snarled up in the Republican-controlled House, where some members view it as an additional tax on constituents. In this season of giving, isn't it about time that our lawmakers give our local David-like retailers a break and level the playing field with their Goliath online competitors?